So welcome to, we're going to do a deeper dive into accountability. So if you're watching this video on replay, you may be just going through our accountability bonus course, which is amazing. The reason why I wanted to design this course is because I just knew that you guys really needed to work on what stops you from holding yourself accountable. I could just tell in the tribe that when we're losing weight, that there's like a couple things that keep us from doing it. And I really wanted to explain it and talk about the best ways to not only use the tribe, but also to use smaller groups within the tribe so that you can get more just like instant access to people kind of like-minded and all that stuff. So that's what we're going to do tonight. I am going to go through a presentation. I hope you guys appreciate me doing all these keynotes. Mama not used to doing them. But I'm going to go through a presentation, and then at the end, you can put questions in the Q&A, or you can put questions in the Q&A at any time, guys. Anything you want answered as it pertains to accountability, I am more than happy to do so. So like Candy, you put in the chat, if you'll move over to the Q&A and just say like, I'm afraid, and you said, don't know why I'm so afraid to ask for accountability partners. Yes, you do. There's something that you're worried about. Otherwise, you would just be doing it. We always know. So if you will put in there, the three things that worry me about are, and then at the end, I'm going to kind of go through all y'all's questions and stuff, and then we'll have a very tight and right little deep dive into the self-accountability. I'm going to take my glasses off, guys, because my screen should be really big. I'm half blind, but it's got such a glare that it's, I can't even see me. All right. So I'm going to share the screen. And that should, hang on one second. Before I do that, I need to get the other windows down. Otherwise, you're going to get bombarded with a bunch of crud. And if I'm not sure which coach is here, but if you will put in the filters channel, who's here? And if you see the correct screen, that would super help mama out. And let me... All right, you're not going to be able to put it in the filter screen. You're going to need to populate it in the Q&A, guys, because I didn't notice that the all right. So if one of my coaches could just tell me what you're seeing, that would be awesome. We can see the keynote, okay, and you don't see the Q&A box because it's like flat up on the screen. Okay. I know this is so janky, y'all. I wish I was a little bit more on the pro side on this, but the mousey don't work right and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So let's talk about mastering accountability. This is the workshop. So there is a whole program, guys, for you. And the program is designed to take you through the workbook that comes with it. It has worksheets in it, and it's going to take you through like all the lessons of accountability. Tonight, we're not going through all the lessons in a deep dive. What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of cover them and talk to you about the lessons in terms of how do you apply it to using it with accountability partners, accountability groups, how to use it in the tribe. Oops. So self-accountability, here's the key point. Like when I was sitting there thinking about what is the most important thing that I could teach you guys in terms of accountability and what it means, I thought, well, what is their biggest problem? And the biggest problem is, well, I'm not doing it. And I was like, well, why do they not do it? And I was like, well, it's probably because they sit there and they throw punch themselves every time they do something wrong. Self-accountability is literally not about perfection. It's most of us love, like, I'm going to tell you, if you were on your 24-hour plan every single day and you were like eating 2 to 2 and stuff, you would have zero problems getting your planner out, getting busy, and doing it. The problem is when you're not doing it perfect, you drop out and you don't want to do it and you don't want to look at it. And I was like, okay, so why are they not wanting to do that? Guys, I literally just went through and tried to figure out what you would probably be thinking. That's all that happened. And I thought, well, they're probably thinking terrible things about themselves. And I was like, huh. That's probably the only thing that really stops us when it comes to self-accountability. And that's that whole idea, guys, that you are expecting perfection, and accountability is not about your perfection. Self-accountability is about your willingness to be aware of what's working and what's not working. And let me just tell you, if you're overweight and you've been gaining weight or you're not losing weight, there are just some things that aren't working. That's all that's happening. It doesn't mean you're a terrible person. It doesn't mean you'll never lose weight. It doesn't mean you're lazy. It doesn't mean you're a quitter. It doesn't mean any of that bullshit you tell yourself all the time. All it really means is it's time to take a look. It's time to see what's happening. It's time to see what my patterns are around overeats. So when you watch the program, I talk to you about how do you identify patterns. We are giving you guys a tracker. I am so sorry that it's late. I take full responsibility for this, but we gave it to the designers and their email system shut down. If I had gotten it to them a week earlier, we would not have had this problem, but I got it to them too late. Then they ended up having, this is what happens when you like skid in on two wheels. It ended up being they had an email shortage or an email shutdown on their side. So they couldn't get my revisions turned back around in time. They have them now with a rush on them. So we are working on it. By this time you watch a replay, the tracker will probably be up. But the reason why I gave you a tracker is so that you can really start looking at the numbers. Because when you are self-accountable, your goal is not to like rocket ship your ass to perfection. It's literally to try to figure out what is the 1% better version of me today? What is the 1% better version of me the next time I have an overeat? What's the 1% better version of me the next time I do a realistic plan? That's what the concept of leveling up is born from. You guys think that you need to start perfect. You got to start like in this wild ass end of times version of you. What I want you to do is really focus on the 1% better version of you. So don't sit around wishing that your brain was different. So many of you get pissed and waste time on, well, yeah, self-judgment does stop me. I just wish I thought better. I wish I didn't have those thoughts. I don't know why I'm so broken. It's like you've gone right back to the toilet. Get out of it. It stinks. It's dirty. There's nothing to be had playing and washing your hands in it. So what you want to do is you don't want to wish that your brain was different. Self-accountable people are totally okay with the idea that sometimes when they look at data, they don't like it. I'm going to tell you, there's plenty of times like today I was looking at, this is a different planner. This is not my PMP planner. It's my business planner. I was looking at my business planner and I noticed that when it got to be 3:30 today, I was way off plan. And yeah, I didn't love that about me. I was a little frustrated with myself. I allowed myself to just be like, okay, so what's the problem? I was like, oh, the problem is you're diddling with things. So we just need to get back on here. So I just went back to the plan and started trying to figure out, okay, what things can I knock off easy? What things can I do? That allows you, and I teach the concept in the full-blown program, to ask the right questions. What can I do to get back on plan right now? What are the easiest things I can do? And that's what you want to do. You do not want to be sitting around wishing your brain was different, wishing you talked nicer to yourself and all that stuff. That doesn't teach your brain how to do it. You have to teach your brain that when it's throwing shade, how to redirect itself, how to get into problem solving mode, how to think about solving some problems. Because when you're doing that, you have limited time for shade. And eventually what happens is your brain starts understanding that you don't utilize that. So it will want to retire it. A lot of you think you have to go to amazing thoughts about yourself in order to change how you think. I think that's wonderful. I think we should all have gratitude journals. I think we should all talk, you know, great about ourselves. But in the interim, when you don't necessarily believe new thoughts yet about like, well, here I am, fat and lazy. Oh, wait, no, I'm a sexy beast. When you're not at sexy beast level yet, you also could be like, when you're thinking you're fat and lazy and you're not going to like, I wish I thought different. You can say like, well, what's that 1% that I could do? What is the 1%? How am I going to make this easier on me tonight when I go home? The next time I overeat, you start getting into problem solving mode. So this program teaches you how to routinely show up for yourself. And that's really the part with self-accountability. Self-accountability is having the regular check-ins so that you are like, it's almost like putting in your own forcing mechanisms on how to just show up for you, how to be the person who's going to coach you. Or just like, think about coaches, just like, here's the drills we're going to run today. Here's how we're going to eat today. Here's the things we're going to do today. And at the end of the day, what doesn't match up, we're going to evaluate how we can make that a little bit better tomorrow. The whole key of it, guys, is the self-judgment has got to be retired. Like, that is going to have to be number one. You need to make sure that you are showing up for you without the judgment. Allow it to come in. Just don't give it the oxygen that it needs to breathe. So self-judgment versus the self-assessment, that is the one thing standing in most people's way. I really think that I have figured it out in terms of like that fat girl thinking. It's the one thing that keeps you guys from still doing a plan every single day, from listening to your hunger scale, from like making a weekly plan. It's like, well, I don't know how to do it. I've never done one before. That is a judgment. Just because you don't know how to do something doesn't mean you can't do it. I have been talking about this a lot lately. When I weighed 250, guess what had never happened in my life? 150 pounds. Well, it did happen when I was probably in the fourth grade on the way up. But outside of that, I had zero experience weighing 150 pounds. I had zero experience in losing weight and keeping it off. I had zero experience teaching other women how to do it. I also have zero experience in being a number one health podcaster. Like, none of that stuff was on the radar. None of that stuff I had experience in. None of that stuff I knew how to do. It didn't matter. That was all a self-judgment that I used against myself for years and years and years until I realized it didn't matter if I knew how to do it. You know what really mattered? What was I going to do next? How was I going to think today? Was I going to sit around and think about the shit I didn't know? Or was I going to sit around and come up with some stuff that I need to try? Huge, huge difference. And that's where all of you are. Every time you judge yourself by saying, I don't know something, so I can't do it, I want you to know that is a limiting self-judgment belief that you're repeating. It's not true. You didn't know how to walk until you walked. Whatever job you have right now, you didn't know how to do that job until you got into the job. If you have children, that first one probably taught you a lot of shit. Since you'd never had one before, you probably didn't know what to do much with your own baby. Until you became a wife, you didn't know how to be a wife. There are so many things that we forget that we're like, oh, before you didn't know how to drive until you got behind the wheel of the car. There are just so many things that are in our life that we never knew how to do, but we didn't be like, oh my God, I'm going to be the world's most terrible driver. I mean, I've never been behind the wheel of a car. I'm only 16. I don't know how anybody expects me to do this. I should probably just go home and never drive and hope that my parents can afford to either get me Ubers or a chauffeur. Like, you have to take the self-judgment out of the process. It doesn't mean that your brain is going to slow its roll on throwing shit bombs at you. It just means your job is to not let the shit land on you so much. Notice when it's happening and remind yourself that you want to be a self-assessor. If you're judging, you cannot be assessing at the same time. So you have to change your brain to go into self-assessment, and the self-judgment has to quiet down. Now, it may try to like get its little like evil claws right back in there 1,000 different times, but you have to just keep shoving it out. It's just like Blue Owl. He tries to get in my lap 500 times every single morning. He is honor bound to sit in my lap while I'm trying to plan and drink my coffee. I have to constantly keep shoving him. Eventually, he quits trying. But guess what he does every single morning? Here I am. Your brain and your shady thoughts are going to be the luau. And they're going to come in every single day wanting you to let them just lay in your lap. And you're just going to be like, nope, not today. Nope, not today. I know you want in this lap so bad. Nope, nope, nope. So acknowledge the only thing standing in your way of installing an accountability process is just the way you're talking to yourself. It's sentences. That's it. Guys, every self-judgment you have, I know you guys want to hang on to them and believe them, but guess what? They are literally sentences running through your brain. That's really all it is. when we think about it, like just for a hot second, I want you to just believe that none of it's really true, that you're just making up stories about life, because that's exactly what's going on. We are always creating a story about what's going on in our life and about our abilities and stuff. So when you start realizing that your self-judgment is literally just a bunch of sentences that you have learned over time and you have put on repeat, means that you get to change them when you want. You get to stop believing them if you want. You get to practice new ones anytime you're ready. So the last thing that I want to say when it comes to self-judgment is what happens is a lot of you will have like overeats. You will have days that you mess up your hunger scale. There will be all kinds of things that are going to happen. I want you to just stop letting the pain of your yesterdays stop you from the better today. There is no sense in allowing what has happened in your past. I don't care if it was like 5 hours ago. I don't care if you're on this call. There's some of you right now, I swear to God, who are sitting here and you're probably eating and watching this, hoping that something will be said that will change. Guess what? The pain of the last bite doesn't have to stop you from a better evening. At any time, you are one decision, one choice, one sentence away from that 1% better. So just take it whenever you want it. And you get to have it simply because you want it. And I can't see this. There we go. Finally, I could move that. When you hold yourself accountable, you earn the respect of yourself. That continual showing up for you each and every time, when you're not perfect, you no longer quit and stuff, it is just going to happen. You start earning the respect of yourself. When you start seeing yourself like try to solve your problems, come up with solutions before you come up with beatdowns. When you like note, like there's nothing more than I love than right now where we have had so many people posting in the Facebook group. Guys, you should seriously, you should all pay attention to it. We have people posting in the Facebook group right now who have lost like, you know, 10 or 15 pounds since they joined in January, or maybe they've lost 30 or 40 pounds since they joined in September. Like all these people are losing weight. And what they're posting is, this is how many 24-hour plans I've done. This is how many recovery worksheets I've done. This is how many times I overate. This is how many times I I fell off my plan and I didn't plan, and they're still losing weight. And the reason why is because they're holding themselves accountable. They're looking at their data. They're not afraid to track it. They're tired of being dishonest with themselves, and they're ready to just be honest with all the feelings that come with honesty. You know, the feelings that come with honesty, sometimes are going to be frustration and disappointment and sadness and stuff like that. And that's when we get to understand that's only because of the judgment we're putting on ourselves. And if you're willing to feel those things and then switch gears and no longer judge, you start understanding how this all really works. You start understanding that eating off plan isn't the end of the world. It's just a lesson. You start understanding that the realistic plan doesn't mean you can't handle things or you'll never lose weight and stuff. That's just a judgment. The realistic plan just means this is where I'm starting to give me a really good gauge on how to commit so that I can start taking steps forward. Karinke's telling me that realistic plan is step one. Rather than me fighting it and being frustrated with myself and failing and not showing up and disrespecting myself all the time, I'm going to try this other way. I'm just going to see what this shit's all about. Because here's the thing. When you're continually blowing the realistic plan, you're also probably judging yourself. You're probably doing all the things you worry most about. And when you're not doing the realistic plan and you're creating these faux plans, wishful thinking plans, and you're blowing them, your worst nightmare is coming true. You're not losing weight, you're gaining weight. Most of you will say, well, I don't see how you could lose weight. How am I not going to gain weight doing the realistic plan? Like, I'm going to tell you, there's magic in it. But you're so afraid that you don't understand the magic yet that you don't want to do it. It's like, here's the judgment. I don't know how that will work. You know why? Because you ain't doing it. Pure and simple. It's the only reason why you don't know why is because you ain't doing it. Give it a whirl and just see. A lot of you, I want you to put your faith in the idea that I know what I'm talking about. I have changed thousands of lives at this point, teaching the same basic stuff over and over and over again. I know it's not complicated. So many of you want it to be complicated. It's like self-accountability. It's not complicated. You write stuff down. You look at it at the end of the week. The only thing that's complicated is your bullshit drama. Take that part out. I'm telling you, quit hanging on to the idea that all this has to be so hard for you. You're making it hard when you believe it has to be hard. When you allow it to be easy, I promise you, it gets easier really fast. Oops. So losing weight is about attitude and what you are willing to think on purpose about yourself. And that's what I've been telling you. I want you to commit to 30 days of you just showing up for you. Like at the time of listening to this, I'm just like, give me 30 days of your honest planning, your honest reflections, being willing to think all the shit. Let the judgment come in and learn to take it out. Rather than doing what you're doing now, which is letting all the judgment in, fucking believing it and screwing yourself over time and time again. Don't do that shit anymore. For those of you who say, I suffer from self-accountability, you don't suffer from self-accountability. Here's what you suffer from: your thoughts. That's it. I want you to think on purpose. What do you want to think about the next 30 days? I show up for myself no matter what. I'm learning how to not talk so terribly to myself. I'm learning how to just get in there and do it even when I don't want to. I'm willing to be wrong about everything I keep trying to believe. So the worksheets. In the workbooks, I've created worksheets. Guys, I'm going to tell you, for those of you who have a hard time journaling, like when I have, when we give you just blank journal pages and you're like, what do I do with this crap? I've given you what I think are some of my best worksheets I've ever made in this program. So what I want you to do is I want you to do them. They're going to ask you the questions that are really going to help you dig and get to the root of why you're not doing stuff. And let me just tell you, it isn't going to be scary for all of you who are already judging the worksheets by like, oh my God, it's going to be so scary. All that shit in my brain. Here's the deal. It's not going to be that scary. You're going to see shit. Like, oh, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be like, oh, that's what I'm thinking. Is it worth thinking? Or is that just stuff I've just been thinking? Like, that's really all that's going to come up. It's going to be as boring as fuck as that. And what I want you to do with the worksheets, guys, is when you're in your accountability groups, when you have an accountability partner, I want you guys to do a worksheet. Y'all plan, we're going to do this worksheet by this day. Then your next check-in with each other, you talk about what came up. You can either be like, here's my worksheet, here's my picture, and send it to your text buddies. Or if you're doing Marco Polo videos, you talk about what you found out. And not only, and do not, here's the thing. If I could give everybody a rule with their partners and everybody a rule with their groups for the 30 days that you're going to be doing the accountability program, here would be my rule. And if you're doing it on your own, make up your own damn rule. You don't need to be doing this at the time we're all doing this as a collective, or just start the accountability program. Just tell your group, hey, I know it's like middle of July in 2025. I'm going to do the accountability program. So for the next 30 days, here's my commitment. And I'm going to be checking in with it. Some of them will probably want to do it with you. But here's the thing. You go in and you don't whine. You never say, I'm so broken. Oh my God, I hate that I think this way. You got to disallow that shit. You can say, I hate that I think this way is a thought I'm willing to let go of. Because here's what will happen. They should be dinging you when you say it. I want all of you to be like, we used to do this when I took a Toastmasters class. Everybody had these things that would go like that. And every time that we would use a filler or we would have an incomplete sentence or whatever, the group would whack us. I want all of you to whack each other when you are saying things like, I'm sorry, or I feel like I'm so broken. Like, I don't care if you have those thoughts. I want you to say like, I feel like I'm so broken is something I want to work on. Like, I want you to start getting your brain wrapped around the idea that these aren't just thoughts that you are. These are thoughts you're willing to work on. It's such a different mindset. It starts leveling you up. So use the worksheets together and be really careful with each other on watching when people are judging themselves, like they're just stating the news. I'm so broken. I didn't know I was thinking these things. People will say that as if it's just like, here's a fact for you. It's like, no, those are the things that in your accountability groups that you want to be pointing out to each other. Most people never realize how much self-judgment they verbally put out of their mouth until people are telling them. And I'm going to tell you, for all the mommies out here, you will be shocked. A lot of us think that we talk so differently around our kids, and we think we model so differently and all this other stuff. Our true self is very subtle, and our kids are watching all of it. And they're hearing it, and they'll be thinking, if I love my mom so much and she thinks that she's so lazy, well, I came from her. That is the messages that we have to quit sending. It's such little things. So like, I want to teach you guys here in PNP Tribe, not only just how to be self-accountable and lose your weight and stuff, but I want you to just be like a better example for everyone. Starting just with yourself. And the best way to be accountable, one of the easiest hacks, is to have people around you who are going to help you see what it is that will be so valuable for you to change. So using outside accountability, that's what we're going to talk about now. So the basics of these groups, use the guide for finding a group or partner. We've given you an accountability group guide. We just redid it. It has a little checklist where you can be like, I would like a group or a partner. It helps you narrow down, takes you through a path of like, this is by the end of it, you should know the kind of partner you're wanting. So when you're ready to post up in the tribe and find one, you have a really good idea of what your starting point will be. Like, I think this will work for me. Doesn't mean that that is the final version. This just is your jumping off person to make some decisions about where you want to go with it. And then when you come, like, get a group or you get a partner, one of the best tips, and the whole guide goes into all of this really deep. I just wanted to cover a few of them out loud. Each week, if you're in a group, I would study PNP. Like, I would all of us agree that, I mean, y'all can talk about your kids and your cats and your dogs and your life and stuff. I'm not saying that you can't, like, have a good time. Like, you don't have to be going to school all the time. But remember, you're there to lose some weight, too. So agree what the group is going to do in PNP that week. It may be the accountability group program. Y'all may want to redo, maybe the one of the paths of success path, whatever it is. You guys agree, and then everybody's like, okay, this is what we're studying this week. Maybe we're going to watch 2 to 3 calls on the 24-hour plan. And everybody's just going to pick them, and then we're all going to talk about what we learned. Whatever it is, so y'all have a little structure for yourself so that each week the group is working on something. The group is like, yeah, this would be valuable. That's how you're going to see your weight loss moving forward. I want to train you guys how to start like figuring out what's best to coach yourself, what's best to do next. How do you use all these tools to like your maximum advantage? And make sure that you keep the homework, guys, very doable and manageable. Y'all don't go out there and say like, all right, in 2 days, we're going to have done the entire success path and done all the worksheets and blah, blah, blah. Just slow your roll. Here's the beautiful thing about the PNP. I will not take your toys away from you. You will have all your information, and you know we give you plenty of information. So it's always there. And what I like is when I'm with working with accountability groups and stuff is I like to think about, okay, what are we all talking about? What is something in common that we all want to solve, a problem we're having, or a goal that we have? And then we just assign ourselves like, all right, somebody go in and find us 2 to 3 videos to watch. And by the end of the week, we're going to watch those videos. And then each day we're going to check in with our 24-hour plans. We're going to like have like an agreed upon check-in schedule. I think that's so key for a partner in a group. Like say, I plan to be the person who's only going to check in 3 times a week, or maybe I only check in once a week. But then everybody knows when to expect you. It also means everybody knows not to worry about your ass when you ain't there. There's like, I have a friend, she and I check in every day with each other. And when she doesn't check in, my brain goes to, oh my God, I'm just like my mother. I swear. I'm like, something bad. There's gotta be something bad happening. And then I have to tell myself, like, wait a minute. Don't be sitting around just thinking something's bad. But I, for you guys, just free each other up to be able to be like, it's okay. Not going to sit there and like tell everybody I'm going to be here every day and not be here every day. Because if you say you're going to be there every day, somebody can call y'all ass out. Somebody can be like, let me text her. I hadn't seen her in the Marco Polo group. Or maybe I haven't seen her in the group text. Let me text her. Or maybe we're a one-on-one partner. And like she normally checks in with you and you haven't heard from her. And you're like, oh, well, maybe I should just give her a quick text with like just thinking about you, whatever it may be. So have an agreed upon check-in schedule for your groups, your partner. Watch and listen to calls. Discuss how you're going to apply lessons. And I think that's really one of the big keys. So I want you thinking about how are you going to apply the lessons. Make sure that you have thought about not just what I'm talking about, but where can I actually do it? Visualize when you're going to do it. State out loud to your group how you're going to do it. Guys, this is going to take your lessons in PNP to a whole other level when you do that. So the five tips for groups and partners for the five-step process. So when you take the accountability program, you're going to, y'all, I just hit my steps. I just like you to know that when I preach with one hand, I hit my Fitbit steps. This is the five-step process. I'm going to give you some tips on how to apply each one in your groups. So first of all, prioritize yourself. That's step one in self-accountability. You have to prioritize yourself. You have to get your shit straight. Doesn't mean you have to make yourself a priority and shit all over everybody. I'm talking about getting your shit straight. So you're going to decide the first steps you can nail right now. You're going to state that out loud to your group. Or you're going to write it in your planner and be like, I declare this is what I'm doing. I commit. You could just post it in the Facebook group if you don't have a partner. You can do whatever you want. Then I want you all committing to the 1% rule. I would love it if everybody would like brainstorm in the Facebook group what 1% looks like. 1%, I don't know if you guys know this, but if every day you looked for some kind of small 1% incremental change in just your food or you're listening to the hunger scale, you're distracted eating, whatever it is, if you just had a list of little 1% things that you could try each day that you can put into action in a month, you've improved 30% over today. A 30% improvement in how you're showing up. That's no joke. Like if you're drinking, let's say 40 ounces of water, you could easily, without having to do, like by just saying, all right, today I'm going to drink 4 more ounces. Or maybe when I fill my glass, I'm going to put 2 extra ounces in every glass. By the time you get to the end of the month, you're not only drinking all your water, you're probably drinking more and doing other things. So think about the 1% rule. 1% is very tiny changes that just add up over time and skyrocket you. And then commit to your partners those minimum baselines. Guys, the minimum baseline is just like, this is the minimum that I'm going to do. Now don't go below that anymore. Like, a minimum baseline could just be, you know, here's my minimum baseline. When it comes to my food, I don't plan regular chips anymore. My new minimum baseline for potato chips is now baked Lays. Me and baked Lays are fixing to be besties. Like there's all kinds of little minimum baselines and 1% that you can do that gets the weight off. I believe in this concept so much. It is exactly what I did. Like, I can't even preach it enough. It's like, it was the first and only time I was able to lose all of my weight and freaking like my life at the end. And it was all because I didn't become some kind of drastic balls out person who burned out in a month. I wanted to be at my goal weight and I wanted to change my life. And I didn't even know what my goal weight was going to be. I just knew where I was going. I was going forward. And I didn't want to ever have to go back. It didn't mean I wasn't going to make mistakes and stuff, but I also knew for sure that if I started with crazy restrictive stuff, I probably would fizzle. I was tired of doing that. I just wanted to make my weight loss as easy as I could. And that's why I believe in minimum baselines and the 1%. That's why I teach it so hard. And it's going to feel so slow. I'm going to tell you, especially in the beginning, it feels really slow. But after about a month, momentum kicks in. And then it starts getting fast because you have fixed so many of the tiny things. Because it's the tiny things that are jacking weight loss. The tiny, you're going to find that when you're accountable to yourself. It's the small things. It's not big ass stuff. We think it's a big ass deal because we're judging ourselves and we feel terrible about it. But the actual changes, they ain't so big. It's lots of little steps, tiny, tiny steps. And they feel painfully slow because all we're doing is thinking about where we want to be right now. Well, I want you to like be ready to create your momentum. And I want you to be telling yourself, I'm creating momentum by being accountable to myself, looking at my data and finding my 1% improvements. And guys, your problems are going to persist until you get the education you need to solve it. That's why it's really important in your groups and with your partners and stuff to do all of this work. Like all of your self-accountability sheets, like when you're tracking, the education is going to present itself. You're either going to be ready for it or you're not. But that doesn't mean like if you're not ready for it now to stop. It just means keep doing it. Until you're like, oh, I didn't ever notice this was a pattern. Or, oh, I just haven't been ready to change this pattern yet. Now I am because I've created momentum. I've fixed enough tiny little things that it's built a stable base to fix the next thing. The next big one I didn't even think I could do. Assess yourself is the second part of the five-step process. I want you to choose daily habits you're going to focus on each week. Just focus on the little ones, guys. Four basics. Just get in there. Watch out for your owl brain. That is in the program. The owl brain is when you're feeling sorry for yourself. Whenever you are doing your stuff and you notice you have a problem and you're going to take it to your accountability group, here's what I challenge all of you to do. Have a problem and challenge your brain to come up with one possible solution. We have to start training our brain how to solve our problems, not how to wallow in them and feel at the effect of them. Check in with your 24-hour plans, guys, and how the past day went. I think there's nothing better that you guys could be talking about in your accountability groups than a one-minute rundown each day of just starting with the 24-hour plan. And commit to sharing and creating weekly plans. Like talk to each other and say, like, all right, on Sundays, we're all going to get in here. We're going to talk about what's coming up for the week. It should only take like 2 minutes. You do not have to say like, here's every single meal I'm going to eat all week long. I just want you to be thinking about your week. Some of the decisions you want to make for yourself. Some of the obstacles you're likely to come up against and what you're going to do. Like on this day, I know I'm going to need to check in with you guys at a certain time. So be counting on me for that. Can one of you volunteer to make sure you text me on that day so that it's top of mind to stay on plan? And then ask the right questions. That's step three of the five-step process. When you check in with your group or your partner, share your question of the day. Talk to them. Or write, if you're not going to do a group or a partner, write on your 24-hour plan what your powerful question of the day is. I teach you how to do it in the accountability program. It's also in module three of the success path. And then set that question up on your phone. A lot of us just write that question down and we never think about it again. Put it in your phone. Have it go off so that you're asking yourself that question through the day. Put it on a sticky note. The second you get to work, put that bad boy somewhere where you can see it. Don't let it be out of mind and out of sight. The best way to get used to like continually asking yourself good questions, I was going to see if I had mine in here. Oh, no, my question is in the other binder, is to be reminding yourself of what you want to ask. See? Here's my, so today's message to myself. This is kind of like question of the day, but in this particular business binder, it has like your message to yourself. Mine was be focused and on point today. You have all you need planned, your food, your shower, your nap, and your work. I wanted to remind myself there was no reason to have drama today. I had laid out a day that was totally executable. I got off plan a little bit and I got right back on. I'll be honest, the nap went a little bit longer because I woke up at 4:30 this morning to work. And then I did a killer spin class that was 45 minutes long. And then I did a 30-minute walk while I was like catching up my Marco Polos. Oh my God, it was like nap time. But I didn't use it against myself. I slept for like 45 minutes. I got off my plan. Next thing I knew, I was like kind of diddling around when I came in here to work. And I realized, I was like, I don't think I'm being focused. I noticed my schedule. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not even like doing what I said I'd be doing during this time frame. And so I regrouped and I didn't like get all shitty on myself. I was a little frustrated, a little disappointed. And then I just like pointed myself back into the right direction. We can do that with food. We can do that with our businesses. We can do that with our relationships. We get to do that anywhere we want, including ourselves. And then stop telling yourself bullshit. That is number four. Self-accountable people have the same excuses. They just solve them. Like, I'm a very self-accountable person. I tell myself the same old bullshit you guys do all the time. I just don't swim in it. I don't think it's a terrible thing. I just think it happens. But what do I want to be thinking about? I'm just really good at noticing when I'm not like respecting myself. And I start doing that by pointing myself into the direction I want to go. So, oops. Oh, shit. Sorry. Let me start that back up. I accidentally. Stop telling yourself bullshit. I hope you guys can see the thing. Somehow I ended up clicking off something. I'm going to review this portion because I think this is one of the most important lessons in the self-accountability program. Be willing to challenge your group or partner when you hear a thought, guys. Gently remind them it's a thought. It's super important that you guys go, eh. Let them know. You don't have to be like, girl. You don't have to be like Corinne. Do you know what you're saying? Not everybody loves a strong arm like I have. You know what some people like? I just want to let you know you said that. Remember, it's a thought. Because I don't think that about you. That's not how I think when that happens. So that's how we know it's just a thought. It's always a very friendly, easy way to like point out to people that, yeah, you don't have to think that. And you can keep your like stuff, guys. Like when I was a little frustrated with myself and stuff, I can keep it. I just knew it was optional to be there. I didn't think I was a unfocused person. I just decided I had gotten a little off focus. Wish I hadn't have done it. It's all right though. Cause look, we can just get right back on. That's how you start redirecting and steering the ship in the new direction. And ask people for new ways to look at your life. When they start pointing out thoughts or you start catching them yourself, ask your cohorts, what's a new way to look at things? How do you guys talk to yourself? What do you say? That is such a good thing to do. So build your tribe is last. This is where we have our groups. Decide if you're a partner or a group first. Use that decision matrix that we have inside of the accountability group. Be open-minded to feedback. That's why you have them. They are there to give you the feedback. Set up rules for your groups and partners, guys. They don't have to be like hardcore, but you need to know, like, when is the group going to start? When are the check-ins? How long do we want our check-ins to be? Are you like a short girl, long girl? Are you going to be the kind of person who watches, like if you're in Marco Polo, I'm going to watch every video. Like I live and breathe for your videos. Or you're going to be like, guys, I really probably won't have a chance to watch all the videos, but I'm going to show up and I'm going to like watch what I can and just jump in whenever I can and feel no guilt or anything around it. Nobody needs to. These groups are like, luckily for you, you get to be selfish. You get to go in, talk about you, like me, my favorite subject. You don't always have to be like taking care of everyone. That leads me to, there's no drama to get sucked into. Guys, if you want to just go in, like my partner and I that I have, some days I coach her and I give her advice and stuff. Some days she will cry and tell me shit and everything. And when it's my turn, I just tell my shit. Like I got so much I want to brainstorm, or maybe I got goals, or maybe I feel like shit, whatever it is. And we've agreed that we don't feel bad or anything. We agreed when we first started, it was like, we get to do what we want in these. you want to unload, unload. And if you want to help me, help me. And if you just want to like reply back and unload whatever it is you want, and it can be good or bad, no judgment going on here. That's how you do it. There's no drama to get sucked into. If you feel like you're having to take care of people, thought, these are all grown-ass women in this tribe. There's no one in here that's 10 years old and needs you to take care of them. You need to take care of you and do you. And if you want to get in and like help people and whatnot, it's your choice. But don't sit there with some kind of like, I'm so sorry, I'm a martyr, like kind of bullshit. There ain't no martyrs here in PNP either. If you're doing it, just admit it. I talk to them and stuff because it makes me feel good, or I feel compelled, or whatever it is, or it makes me feel like I know more than them. Whatever your reason is, just know it's your reason. There's no drama that we get sucked into ever. Be willing to try different groups too, guys. Like, that's why I want you guys to set a timeline. Like, say this group is going to run for 30 days or 45 days or whatever. Then at the end, we'll evaluate who wants to stay and who wants to try a new group. No skin off our nose. We're all just going to be that. It doesn't mean that we don't like you or anything like that. Some people like just like to have different groups. Like, I just want to see what other opinions are. I would like to have a brand new group every 30 days and we have a brand new topic. It's kind of like, you know, every the first day of the month is exciting and new. If that's you, do that. There's nothing wrong with that. Just say, I just want to have a 30-day pop-up group. I don't want to be committed to, you know, five people for the rest of my life. That's fine. And again, don't try to keep up. If you're going to do groups, if you're doing partners, it's a lot easier to stay like up in the know. I have a couple of like masterminds I belong to where everybody's always doing stuff. I never try to keep up. I'm just like, I jump in, I read the last one, offer a little advice, do my own thing, I'm out, boom. And I never feel guilty about it. I just always feel like I'm going to get in there and I'm going to probably say something amazing. I'm going to get some amazing advice and I'm done. And that's what I'm wanting. So now it's Q&A. So I'm going to take my screen, my share screen down so you guys can see me. Okay, so let's see. I hope that everybody could hear me okay. I noticed in the, sounds like some people were having good mic problems and some people weren't. A lot of times, guys, with the mic, if it's not working, if you will come out and come back in, sometimes it's on your end, the connection. All right, so here we go. Should we be working on the accountability course even if we haven't finished No BS? Deborah, it's up to you. The accountability course will be here forever. It's just each month we do a new focus in PNP. So like when newbies join, you guys are working through your accountability course or you're working through your success path. But we have, you know, 2,000 something other members at this time who, you know, they didn't just join. And so what I like to do is I like to have a structure each month so that while the whole time that you're in PNP, we're always working on something more. So if you don't do it this month, that's fine. It'll be here next month. You can catch it whenever you want to. It's 10 videos. A lot of people have already, like a lot of them are still like, well, I just turbo listened to everything that you said in the No BS and they're still working through it. You know, I just don't blow yourself out. But if you're the kind of person who can do two at a time, do two at a time. Just do what's right for you. Just know that it's not going anywhere. I have a hard time identifying the lesson when doing a recovery worksheet. Can you talk about that? Yeah. Like, so basically what could you have done better? Like think about what is my 1%. When we talk about self-accountability with the worksheet, you take the recovery worksheet and you just look at it and you're like, all right, I would say like maybe grab the last 10 recovery worksheets you've done. See if there's any patterns. Look and see like, oh, I've done 10 recovery worksheets on Tootsie Rolls at 2 p.m. because every single day I seem to wander to the other teacher's room and open her drawer and eat Tootsie Rolls. There's a pattern. You could be like all like maybe a lot of your overeats are when you are with other people. Like they're at different times, different locations, different things, but you notice you're always with other people. It's always exception meals. Or maybe you like you just start looking at it and say like, is there anything here that I could have done different? So for most of you, there's always something you could have done different. it's like asking your brain, what would be like before it started? Because most of you, what you get stuck in is you think that the lesson learned is how do you stop that overeat? You might not be ready to stop it just yet. Your brain may need the next step, which is, oh, I notice when I catch myself eating Oreos and I normally eat like 5 or 6 at night, what I need to do is I need to start planning the Oreos and I need to plan 5 because I've noticed the last few recovery worksheets have been 6 Oreos. So I'm going to plan 5. I also noticed that I eat them standing in the pantry. So now what I've noticed is the Oreos need to move somewhere else in the house so that I have to consciously go and dig and search for them to get them. I don't need to just leave them where we've always put them in the pantry. Guys, I'm going to tell you, so many of your overeats, especially your like little grab asses and stuff, can be solved simply by relocating the food to a new place and making your brain have to think before it reacts. If it's always in the same spot, it's a lot easier to grab it. If you have to go hunt and dig, it's just enough of a like speed bump to slow your roll to make you think like, do I really want this? Was it on my plan? Like you allow that conversation to be had. In the workbook, when you fill out the how do you want to show up for yourself daily, weekly, monthly, is this from future self or meeting yourself where you're at now? That's both. Your future self wants you to meet yourself where you are now. I want you to think about that. How do I want to show up today? Your future self is saying, okay, well, here's the things you want to do. Your future self is saying, okay, in a week, here's probably some of the little level ups that we've done. In a month, here's like, you can be showing up however you want, but you need to think about what would be realistic and what would my future self say? Like, oh, you probably leveled up these things. It starts getting your brain anchored around the idea of some of the level ups that you could be doing. I unloaded last week after I was upset by a thought I developed after reading a post. I told my Marco Polo group that I was going to be MIA for a while and haven't posted since. How can I resume without mentioning my mini breakdown since I am embarrassed? Well, you just check back in and say, hey guys, I'm back. That's it. You do not have to be like, well, I had a meltdown and I did this and I was worried about that. You like, you don't need to do all that. If you're ready to just jump back in, you just jump back in and just like, hey, I'm back. I got my 24-hour plan made. I'm ready to rock and roll. I've been doing some work on myself. This is amazing. Or you just be like really calm about it and just you just check back in and say, I've missed you guys. I've been taking some time for myself. It was great. It's just what I needed. I'm ready to rock and roll. That's all you have to do. Like, I think a lot of times we think because we have a lot of drama around ourselves, like I had a meltdown. I'm so embarrassed and stuff. I just be done with it. I just be like, all right, that part's over. It's time to start moving forward. Just because you have all those thoughts and feelings doesn't mean that you're owed to tell everybody. You just get back in. I would like several examples of 1% leveling up every day, please. I would post that in Facebook, Dan, and y'all get to it. That's how I would do that. Like, y'all are going to come up with a fuck ton more 1% level ups than I ever could for you. I'm serious. Somebody start the 1% thread. Y'all brainstorm. How the hell can we level up 1%? What does that look like? Like in my life, 1% level ups would be, let's say that you, oh Lord, I am sweating. I think my pants might be wet. Let's say that you eat ice cream every night. Let's go back to where I was, right? A 1% level up for me back in the day when I was eating ice cream out of a carton was moving to the big bowl. Then I went from the big bowl to a smaller bowl. And then when I went to the smaller bowl, I went to a portion. And then I went to, I remember getting Greek yogurt. Never had Greek yogurt. Tried Greek yogurt with fruit. Like doing that. That was like all these little one percenters. If you are a chip eater and you've been eating just chips every night, you start buying baked Lays first. And then a 1% level up is you don't eat them on the couch anymore. You move over to a chair. Like you do a pattern interrupt. Another 1% level up would be now on my, you either buy portioned bags or you create your own portion bags every Sunday so that you have to, if you're going to eat more than one serving, you have to actually get up and go to the pantry to grab it, that you're only allowed one serving each time you go to your couch or wherever you're going to be. If you're doing, if you're leveling up water, 2 ounces more at a time. If you're doing Let's say you're drinking sodas. Your first level up might be going, your first level up might be going from Coke all day to Coke, water, Coke, water, Coke, water. Like you're not allowed to just power drink them. Then you start mixing in half diet, half regular with water. And then you go all the way to diet with water. And then you start backing out some. All of those are examples of 1% level ups. Is there a way to find out what members are in my local area? Yeah, Beth, if you will just go to the Facebook group and post like your area, I'm sure that we can help find some members. Mary Jo knows where a lot of people are located. We are working on this for this year. We just don't have the technology right now, but that is one of the projects that we have going, is that we want to make sure that we do that. We are also going to be rolling out next month a meetup calendar, which will be on PNP Tribe, where as meetups are happening, they will be scheduled where people can go and see them and not miss them. And so that way, if you see one that pops up in your area, we're going to have a process for it. We're going to roll it out to everybody, but we're going to roll that out. I think that's with the March stuff. I see your cat walking back and forth from room to room. I would love to know where he's going and why. He's got an open window over here. So he comes over here and he cries. And then my son is cooking food in there. So he's nosy. There he goes again. And he has to know what Logan's doing. He can't stand it if he doesn't know what everybody's doing. Curiosity kills the cat. I feel like I'm really good about letting go of judgment, but not always great about taking the action and learning from my mistakes. How can I get accountable for the follow through? You just need to figure out a way to plan the follow through. So it looks like you're taking action, you're learning from your mistakes, but how do you get accountable for the follow through? You need to come up with a thing that says, maybe like in the back of your journal, just have like a list of like just lines, and it just says follow throughs. And then every time, like, you get really conscious about thinking about, all right, here are the things I need to start following through on that I've been learning. And then every time you do it, you write it in and how it felt and how you can, like, so that it really reinforces that in your brain. And then you could use the recovery worksheet and create just like a follow through recovery worksheet. Just take the food part out, and just like each time you don't do the follow through, you require yourself to do a recovery worksheet on your lack of follow through on whatever it was. So if it wasn't food related, it was something else, you can do it for there. Those are a couple of good ideas. You also can get a partner. And then what you do, well, thank you, Amanda. So what you do is you tell your partner, here's the things that I'm committing to that I've learned. Now you've asked me if I did it. Here's when I'm going to do it. Let you check in with me. That's a really good way. Like a lot of times, like asking someone else to do it, a lot of times you'll show up because you're like, ooh, that's like an outside reminder. So Amanda started the hashtag 1% thread, guys, over in the tribe. Y'all go over there and get busy with it. All right, everyone, that's it. It's all the questions. I hope you guys have a great night. I hope you enjoyed this. We're on month two of doing this new like deep dive workshop stuff. So I hope it was really good. Guys, I'm going to tell you, self-accountability is going to be really important. It will help you with the judgment. It will help you with showing up for yourself and being the kind of person who's like, I just want you guys to love yourself as much as I love me. Doesn't mean I think I'm perfect or anything like that, but I have really learned how to just keep pushing myself, because you learn how to push yourself when you know you're not going to beat yourself up anymore. And then it's okay, because like you're like all in on making mistakes and stuff because there's no beat downs. I just think that is the magic to weight loss, is like ending the beat downs. Once that happens, you're so open to all the things to just like improve your life. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.